Dear friends of the Bellworth Park Catholic Community, this is Father Scott. This program is being posted on the Feast of the Holy Family. This year, it's 2 days right after Christmas. And I think some people get real nervous having the Holy Family held up to them for an example because, you know, the child was divine, the mother was without sin, and the father was trying to deal with it all. But let me tell you, let's change it. This year, let's call it the Feast of the Loving Family. Lately, people come to me for spiritual direction. I ask them this question. What's the purpose of the spiritual direction? What's the purpose of the spiritual walk, the pilgrimage in life? And they usually say to become holy. But that word holy can cause a lot of misunderstanding. For example, when we use it with God, God is totally other, totally, completely other, nothing like us. When we use holy for us, it means we're slowly separating ourselves from the aspects of our world that keep us from Christ, the aspects of our world that has totally become secular, in many ways evil. But still, if you think of holy, then you might think of a saint who had exceptional gifts, like Padre Pio or some of the other saints. So for this week, I want holy to mean loving. And you may have heard a talk when I gave parish missions. Maybe you heard my talk on family. I always started it this way, and I didn't make this up. I found this, but I like it. Family, each letter stands for something. F-A-M-I-L-Y. Forget about me, I love you. Right? You like that? I'm not taking credit, but I am sharing it. Forget about me, I love you. Now, why would I do that? Because I love. I love you with no strings attached. And so many times people love with a hook. And if you don't live up to my expectations, I start taking back the love. I remember I was with a family. The little boy was 4 years old. The dad didn't do what the little boy wanted. And the little boy went, I don't love you anymore, Daddy. I don't love you anymore. We love with a hook. Now, the very nature, and you can see this in what St. Joseph did for Mary and Jesus. First, he took Mary very pregnant to Bethlehem. Then they had to flee, right? They had to flee into Egypt. You want to talk about sacrifice? Forget about me, I love you. And it's something that we have to instill in our children. I mean, not only did children come out of the womb selfish, and I'm not saying they're culpable, it's just the nature of having everything taken care of in the womb, so when they come out, they just want everything else to be taken care of all the way up till 19. And so it becomes important for us to keep them from being selfish by saying they have to de-emphasize their needs and think about the needs of the entire family, that the whole family doesn't revolve around them. Honestly, I think the only way our world is going to really have a conversion is because of love. And Christianity is not taught, it's caught. And so we have to see in the flesh people who are loving, people who go the extra mile for each other, and the happiest families, really, in all my years of priesthood, the happiest families I know are families who are about something bigger than themselves. Because when they become self-absorbed, that's not good. But if they reach out to those who are less fortunate, it makes them all the more grateful, it makes them all more sensitive to helping each other and to helping others. Holy Family Sunday. Loving Family Sunday. I think a lot of the problems that go on in families today would be remedied if everybody could say, well, forget about me, I love you. Well, we're coming to the end of the year, and I wish you not only a blessed Holy Family Sunday, but also a blessed New Year. May it bring more blessings, perhaps, than 2020 brought. May God bless you.